Welcome to Soul to Soul Conversations. I am Satori Seals, operating as your soul guider from the Living Soul Numerology Soul Guidance System for this podcast. To tune in to our Soul to Soul Conversation movement, make sure to text 1-833-475-0111 and type Soul to Soul. Make sure you capitalize the letter S and use the number 2. So capital S-O-U-L, number 2, capital S-O-U-L. Soul to Soul is one word. In support of mental health and emotional steadiness, also text the exact same number, 1-833-475-0111. But type inner calm as one word instead. Capitalize the I, capitalize the C, inner calm. So we're going to get right into this today for episode 5. And what I like to do is touch on relationships. But before we really begin to dive deep and do soul, you know, do relationship readings and all that good stuff, I want to establish a base, if you will allow me to do that. Because I think it's important, especially with all the conversations that's going on around relationships, especially among the urban market. You know, I dare to say majority of the podcasts are speaking about relationships. And relationships are important. Relationships hold a lot of weight in our life. The relationship dictates the quality of our life in a lot of degrees. So I understand, I get it. But the thing I would like to insert into the relationship dialogue is the energetic piece. The part that brings the diversity in how we relate with each other. The part that helps us recognize there's different influences that's influencing why we're attracted or why we agree, why we disagree. There are several other ways to relate. There's multiple relationship structures that will fit according to those that hold a level of attraction for each other to the point to carve out an intentional relationship. Now, I dare to say that. I know that kind of challenges some people because it goes against the conventional thinking or the preference that we might want to operate in. But the truth is, there's a diverse way to interact. And so one of the things inside the Living Soul Numerology Soul Guidance System, what it provides is a lot of insight about ourselves to the degree to give us insight if we were truly in tune with ourselves, our love style mix, and how we will operate in our love styles and so forth. So with all that in mind, there's a lot that goes on relationships. And I think we so caught up in what we see about relationships and we don't spend enough time talking about what we don't see or the unseen part of relationships. And the unseen part of relationships is the energetic connection. And so we want to use the Living Soul Numerology Soul Guidance System to help us to uncover the unseen aspect of the relationships, which is going to speak to the energetics. And the reason why I say it is because energy precedes reality. So if that is so, let's dive in and understand the energetic frameworks, the energetic influence, or the energetic drivers that is behind our souls that moves us to fashion relationships, whether it's romantic, whether it's platonic, etc. So, appreciate everybody tuning in today. I feel good. I hope y'all feel good. And so today we're going to, if we were to title this today, I would title it as Relationships Are Energetic, because they are. Okay. And so as I begin to just, before I dive into it, if you have your pens and papers, go ahead. We're going to have 8 boxes this time. We're going to have four. So four bots are going to be assigned to one person, and the other four bots are going to be assigned to another person. And so I'm not going to get into it right now, but I just want y'all to go ahead and draw the four boxes from left to right, as we have done before. And then up under those four boxes, go ahead and mirror it and draw another four. Okay. On the left side of the first, you know, the box in the first row that you have, I want you to write Nelly, like Nelly the ex rapper. And then right below Nelly for the boxes below, just put Ashanti. And so I just kind of want to just, since they're having a baby and they got some good things going on, I figure we can just use them as a personal reference points as I talk about relationship energetics, but I will not go into their relationship profile energetically in this episode, but I will make a mention to highlight their sources of their attraction so it makes sense. Okay, some of you just now tuning in, I guess I should be mindful to let you know how we can categorize these boxes. So the first box, you'll put a letter M on top of the box, not inside the box, but on top. And M stands for the moon archetype. The next box, the second box, you'll put an S that stands for the sun archetype. The third box, you'll put an E that stands for the earth archetype. In the fourth box, you will put a S, which represents the living soul archetype. And as you look at it, that'll create its own column, so that still applies to the boxes below, where Ashanti's information will be inputted. Okay, so I just want you just to have that, so as I begin to talk and I start to speak, you can kind of just plug in the different numbers. And I'll be fair with you right now. And so you can plug these numbers in. These are Nelly's numbers. So the top boxes, the four, go ahead and write. Go ahead and put the number two. That's going to be in the moon. Put another number two. That's going to be in the sun. Put a number three. That's going to be in the earth. And put a number seven. That's going to be up under, you know, that soul, that living soul. So Nelly's numbers are 2237. And then you look at Ashanti, you're going to put in her first box the number one, her second box the number four, the third box the number nine, the fifth box the number five. And so Ashanti's numbers that she operates in reference to her soul profile is 1495. Okay, so we just have that right there. So as I get into this, what I want to say for us to really understand is that relationships are energetic, and we can understand the energetic dynamic of relationships. I really believe we can bring about better choosing of our love interests. I think we can bring about the flexibility that a lot of us need, but no one really talks about that. You know, we kind of just hide in it because we hide behind this all for nothing mentality that sometimes limits the ability for a lot of people to relate. Okay. And so the Living Soul Guidance System, one thing I can say is just from sitting down with couples, as I sit down and kind of coach them in line with their numbers, it really helps them to open up and recognize different aspects of themselves and of each other. The biggest thing a lot of times I find out is really helping them see the different thinking characteristics that they operate in or default to. And that really helps out, because at the end of the day, is a relationship is a soul. And when all that are involved in a relationship, y'all create a unified soul, ideally. Okay, so you need to understand all the thinking characteristics that goes into that sinking of a soul that identifies your relationship. Okay, so with that all in mind, is our souls are assigned a numerology that shows up within our relationships. That means there's a math, there's a sequence of numbers that are at play behind your relationships, whether it's romantic, whether it's in a parental, whether it's in the career field. Any type of relationships you have going on, there is an active numerology, an active math that's behind highlighting the nature of how we relate or not relate. And we can get more insight into this as you discover your soul archetypes, because it will reveal this dynamic. So when you get a Living Soul report, which you can do, just if you're interested in that, we have several reports go out this week. So all those that got reports, I highly encourage you to get with your Living Soul representative. If you don't have a Living Soul representative, get with me and I can assign somebody, because I'm in a network of soul profilers that can help you out. Okay. And if you're interested in getting a report, definitely click the links that will be provided, you know, in with this podcast. Okay. And you'll just get that Living Soul report. And as you get the Living Soul report, when you fill out your birthday, please do not put any slashes or periods in it. Just make it all as one number. So your month, your day, and your year. So you'll have the two numbers. If you're born in January, put 01. And then you put your two numbers. If you're born the 5th, put 05. And of course, put your four numbers that represents the year that you were born. That will allow the report to generate, and we'll be able to get that report to you. Again, just click, you know, the links, follow the links inside the, you know, associated with this podcast. Okay. So, because that's going to give you insight, and you need to get your soul profile report first before you really start to dive into the relationship profiling of what y'all create, you know, numbers come together. Okay. So what this means is, like I said, there's a math behind how we relate and not relate. And that can be uncovered by understanding our living souls, our soul archetypes that are at play, the dominant ones that are driving and moving the attraction and or the repulsion that we might be experiencing, or the conflicts that we might be having, or the imbalance and all the different things that goes along with relationships. There are numbers assigned to it, and we can trace what's going on in the proximity in relation to the influencing archetype or the numbers associated with it. Okay. So this means in the high percent that there's a probability, a pattern, or particular structure or occurrences that we will emulate or will default into in certain expressions as we begin to relate with each other. So that means there's a probability of we may do this or that. There's some patterns that we will engage in independently and interdependently that will show up according to our numbers. There are a particular structure that we will like to operate in. It might not be cookie cutter for someone else's structure, but in terms of the fit of the soul matrix or the soul profile of everyone involved in a relationship, that structure will make sense. Right? Because you'll just move or gravitate, or you'll find a level of what? Ease and a flow in a particular structure. Then there's certain occurrences, certain things, events, or things you might create together due to the blending of your numbers that will, in default or in high percent or high probability, will manifest. So certain things manifest when there's a combining of us coming together in a level of intention in a relationship. And so these will all come right, and these all can be connected to the math and the numerology behind you and I. So when we think about this, so when I'm talking about relationship energetics, energy perceives reality. There's an energetic association, energetic driver, or energetic catalyst that's behind all of our relationships. And this even can be matched to the energy forecast that, you know, from the day to day, what our relationships, what we need to watch out for, what might be amplified, you know, what blindsides me, what our nemesis might be, and so forth. There's a lot of things that comes out when we begin to understand our numbers at play. So ask yourself, do you know the numbers behind your relationship? Do you know the numbers behind your relationships? This is also great. People that's looking for resolution and some closure. I get a lot of that a lot of times. People that reach out, they need closure on a past relationship. And we'll go through the numbers and begin to pull out and show different things on why certain occurrences have occurred, why certain patterns were there, why certain events or situation kept arising, and they're able to get closure because they now got an understanding. So that's one of the additional benefits of understanding this system, the Living Soul Numerology Soul Guidance System. Okay, so what shapes the energy inside our relationships? Well, I've been all at this point in all these episodes, I've been pointing to about the different astral archetypes that our numbers align within that makes up our living soul profile. Well, these same astral archetypes plays a key role in influencing the energy and the shaping of our relationships. So when we look at the moon archetype and the sun archetype and the earth archetype and the living soul archetype, all these represents a particular force, right? Or an energy, you know, that is influencing our behavior, our thinking, our engagement, our attractions, our repulsions, our interests, and so forth. And so there are four basic forces that drives the energy within inside our relationships, whether we're aware of it or not. That's why I had everyone just write out the boxes, and we're going to highlight and pinpoint Nelly and Ashanti's, you know, their numbers. And again, it's not to just read, just to point out as an example so we can kind of identify with it through an example. So when we talk about the moon archetype, that highlights one of the forces, which is the emotive force. So in other words, the emotional force inside of relationship. Emotion sets the tone. Emotions drives the shaping of energy inside the relationships. Matter of fact, emotions help create what? The atmosphere, the feeling, the moods that you go in and out of inside a relationship. But so based off our alignment in our soul archetypes, it will yield an emotional force inside our relationship. Now we look at the sun archetype that points to the egoic force, like the ego, you know. And so when we look at the numbers and how they align with that, there is an ego factor. There's an ego combination. There's an ego force that generates based upon the numerical lineup that we share with each other. And so there's an egoic force that influences relationships. I know a lot of us can identify when the ego gets out of pocket, right? And because we got a lot of content, we can browse Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, right? You know, all over the place, and see the outcry in relationships, and it points to a lot of the egoic force behind the dissatisfaction that people are just overly broadcasting on the airwaves in the digital airspace, right? So we know that there's an egoic force that shapes and has an impact upon our relationship dynamic or the energetics within our relationships. The earth archetype highlights another force, and this is the gravitational force within relationships. The gravitational force. We all live here on earth. So we're just talking about, we all are a catalyst within inside ourselves. We all have this pull to each other. And some of us have a certain level of pull. And so there's a gravitational force. And this gravitational force, you can think about the ocean waves. There's an ebb and flow. And there's an ebb and flow in with the pull that we pull towards us. Something's going to ebb and something's going to flow. But what we do know is there's a gravitational force that shows up, and with inside this living soul numerology soul guidance system, it can highlight the ebbs or the gravity inside your relationship. It has a major, major impact. Then we look at the other force, which is the fourth force, and that's the soul force. So that's the psychic force, the psychic, right? Think about it. We're very common with that. You ever been in a relationship with someone? It could be a lover or a good friend, and all of a sudden y'all start having these telepathic abilities or these synchronicity experiences. Oh, y'all were just thinking about you, and all of a sudden they call. Well, it's not by coincidence. A lot of times the frequency, the psychic waves and the frequency you have, it might have been so strong that it prompt them, because y'all have a level of agreement and a level of resonance that you share with each other, that to the point that you can send a wave, like a radio wave, to that individuals, and all of a sudden y'all become mindful and be prompted to think about each other, which then sparks the action. Hey, let me give them a call. Let me send them an email. Let me send them a text. Let me hit them the DMs, you know, or let me go by and holler at them, or let me go visit them, or let me go travel and go, you know, set up a time to go visit them or whatever, or let's set up a date for us to meet. Whatever it may be, it sparked it from the psychic wave. So with all that in mind, let's understand that relationships are formed and they're held together by a vibrational match. And we have these four different forces that stimulates and drives the energetics inside a relationship. So with all that in mind, I know I'm saying a lot today. Before we get into the Nelly and the Ashanti piece, I want to build, like I asked everyone for permission, to let me build a foundation real quick before we start driving all into relationships and breaking things down and seeing things. I want to just teach a little bit, if you'll let me, if you will. It's important to understand what the word relationship means. Definitely from a metaphysical or from a cosmology perspective. Relationship, if you go and just dig into the word, you know, and look at it, it means natural association. The word relationship means natural association. This is very important for all those that's been chiming in with me and taking notes. Jot this down, because this is going to help open your eyes and maybe shift your understanding about relationships. We're going to take it to another level. We're going to go ahead and insert a new narrative in the relationship dialogue. So here we go. So relationship means natural association. Now, when you think about the word natural or nature, that automatically should prompt your mind to understand there's an energetic association or energetic component that is associated with this scenario or with that focus, okay? And so from the natural association, the term natural means existing in or caused by nature. So in other words, it's something that can exist inside a natural occurrence. Okay? It's something existing, the thing inside the nature, the something that is caused. So when you look at the word relationship, we're referring to natural association. And we look at the term nature, referring to the cosmic principles of creation. We're also talking about the inherent essence or the inborn characteristics that we acknowledge as the soul archetypes. Now, based upon these soul archetypes, there's 9 soul archetypes, and these 9 soul archetypes really represent 9 different expressions or emanations from the infinite spirit, from this universal intelligence. And under these 9 different soul archetypes, they contain certain emanations or certain things that it oversees in nature, in life. And so we can trace experiences going on in life in conjunction with the soul archetypes that they oversee. For example, when we speak about relationships, we're identifying the soul lover archetype. The soul lover archetype oversees the deep connections, the desire for romance, the relationship factor in terms of, you know, in terms of love, the soul lover. Okay. When we start to witness a lot of conflicts or people are looking to you know, to protect their peace and stuff like that. We'll trace it to the soul protector. We want to get things started and to explore new ways. And we're looking at, we need a level of commitment to make things happen, to get things done. That could be traced to the soul nurturer. When we're trying to find some balance in life, or want to achieve balance, or get some insight about the truth in a thing, that can be traced to the soul liberator. Just as for some examples, so there's 9 different archetypes that are all constantly at play, and there's aspects inside of ourselves where we will align depending on different theaters in life, where we will channel under these different soul archetypes. But we have 4 predominant 4 archetypes that we move day in, day out in life with, and that influences us. So, and that can kind of be captured in the in our soul, living soul matrix. That's a whole nother, we're going to the weeds there, but I don't want to go there. But just to really point that out, okay? So when we talk about relationships, we notice an energetic association with them, because relationships mean natural associations. We talk about nature, we're identifying the cosmic principles of creation. Okay, I say that to say this, is that when we refer to the term essence of something, essence refers to the soul. So when we say natural, we're also referring to the soul, because the essence of us is the soul. So when we say relationship, we can say relationship equals soul association. So relationships are nothing but a rallying around soul associations. We are associating with things that we identify energetically with each other from a soul association. And we refer to association, we're referring to the characteristics, the energy that we agree with that makes up somebody. This is where we hear about the teachings about mirroring, mirror work, shadow work. This is why it is very important. This is why doing reflective work is part of growth, and mirroring is part of relationships. And some of you know that's been rocking with me. You know, that's one of the extensions of the relationship pentagon is mirroring. There's a mirroring factor in relationships. And that's why, because relationship can be also viewed as a soul association. Okay. And so when we get to the term essence, I want to play with that word a little bit, because essence points to an intrinsic nature, and the intrinsic nature points to the soul. That's why we refer to essence as the soul. And so what we understand is that the intrinsic nature within inside our souls comes across in our behaviors, and come across what we project into life, and we begin to exchange that with each other. And in that exchange, these are various relationships that we have. In the multiple of exchanges, whatever we agree with, there's a high likelihood that we'll form an association around those souls or that soul. I'll let you digest that for a little bit. Okay, so now we know that before we covered that when we define soul as associated principles, right? Well, no, I'm sorry. There are associated principles behind the soul, but we also associate the soul with animated principles that drives the soul. There are active animated principles behind all of us that's predominantly influencing us. And so we're showing the link at the soul level to the energetic component that can be seen inside the relational aspect that we experience with each other. These animated principles are going to influence the relationship, whether it's for the good of us, for the bad of us, or whatever. But the end of the day is they're there. It's traceable. So all of our relationships, to a lot of degree, has a mathematical trace capability to it, to behind what we have going on, which goes back to what I was saying earlier, that a lot of people that seek some clarity and closure from past relationships, they inquire the living soul to get some of that understanding. Okay, so when we talk about principles, I want to add this into the mix. principles explain the nature of interaction of forces that influences our relationships. Principles explain the nature of interaction of the forces that influence our relationships, influence our thinking, influences our feelings, influence our purpose, influence our attractions, so forth. And these nine principles govern the intrinsic nature inside you, inside myself, and it shows through our social interaction and discourse that leads to events that we create in life. So everything in life is traceable. So there's a traceability behind our relationships that can allow us to gain more understanding about ourselves and about with whom we associate and relate with. Now say that mind. Now we can get into the Ashanti and Nelly piece as an example to show you the energetics. Remember, I said the moon, the sun, the earth, and the soul, in other words, the emotive force, the egoic force, the gravitational force, the psychic force, all shapes and influences our relationships energetically. Those set the tone for the energetic shaping that we operate in, that we house, that we project upon each other, that we experience from each other, and so forth. And that's all going to be in alignment with according to how our numbers align up under each astral archetype. Okay, so let's pivot over and look at Nelly and Ashanti. Earlier, I had y'all fill in the boxes. Nelly is 2237. Ashanti is 1495. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. I was going to use to show you the energetic piece. But I lightly mentioned before the energy. Now we're talking about the energy relationships. So I want you to think about that yin yang circle. I want you to think about the masculine androgynous and feminine energy. Remember, I mentioned that the masculine androgynous and feminine energy has under gender energy positions, they take position. So you got the gender energy piece with the masculine androgynous and feminine. I already broke down in detail that the masculine and feminine are technically your two gender energies, and the androgynous is genderless, but the androgynous keeps and works in conjunction and helps keep the balance in between the masculine and the feminine energy, which is why we include the androgynous energy inside the gender energy framework to understand the energetics inside of relationships. But these three different gender energies take position in the relationship. It can take a dominant position. It can take a neutral position. And it can take a submissive position. It all depends upon our what? Energetic lineup that will show in our soul, our living soul profile. This is why you got to get the living soul profile reports to begin to understand this before you start diving deeper into what we call our soul energy relationship report, so that way you can gain insight and understand. So each archetype holds a different gender energy position. So we're going to look at Nelly's and Ashanti's from just an energetic positioning and awareness perspective for today before we kind of conclude. So we know Nelly is a 2237 and Ashanti is a 1495. So Nelly's part, we're going to put, you know, the twos are recognized as feminine dominant energies. So Nelly, you see Nelly has two twos. So Nelly has two feminine dominant energies in his living soul profile, in his soul energetic matrix. He also has an androgynous submissive energetic position in his profile. And then he also has a masculine dominant alignment as well. So you look at, just thinking off the surface, that Nelly has a lot of dominant positioning with his energetic lineup, okay? Ashanti up under her one. Her one is a feminine submissive. Okay. Her four is a feminine neutral. Her nine is a masculine neutral. Here it goes again, you know, brothers and sisters, is that Ashanti is all woman. We look at her, she looks like a woman. She is a woman. But yes, she does have a hint of masculine energy that shows it as a masculine neutral energy up under her nine. It doesn't go against who she is as a woman or anything. We talk energy, we talk about what moves inside of us, what we will default to, how we will think. It shapes all those aspects of us. All right, because at the deeper level, at the soul level, there is no gender. But in terms of the social dialogue of us, we have these gender persuasions. Anyways, not to go there, get off topic. But so Ashanti has masculine neutral, and then she also has an androgynous neutral. So off the back, you can see that Ashanti, in her energetic lineup, in her positioning, she holds a strong neutral position. So this is pretty interesting when you look at there. So for clarification, for Nelly, his twos, he has two twos, and those are your feminine dominant positions, energy positions. His three has an androgynous submissive, and then his seven has a masculine dominance, okay? And so the energetic workings of this, and just I'm going to lightly hit on it. So when you look at the surface of this, the gravity of Nelly and Ashanti's relationship, and congrats to them, you know, Nelly, you know, they're going to be having a child pretty soon. It's like, well, what draws them together? Well, there's several things in their combination that makes sense. Actually, it's kind of funny. Nelly and Ashanti houses a lot of strong sextile effects. So they got some aspects to them that is very highly productive together. They have a high attractions, and also it shows also that they have a strong sexual chemistry. Now, to show that, just on the light, if you filled in the numbers like I asked you to, we're gonna look at the 2237 from Nelly and the 1495 from Ashanti. I'm gonna start from the seven. The seven to the five with Ashanti, that shows a strong, productive connection, high attraction. That's a high attraction. Nelly's seven to Ashanti's five is a high attraction. Ashanti's five to Nelly's three is a high attraction. Nelly's three to Ashanti's one, that's up under her moon, is a high attraction. Ashanti's four to Nelly's twos are high attractions. Okay, I'm just pointing that out real fast. So as you see, there's several alignments in their gravity of each other. When they pull into each other's energy field, they have several things in their mix as high attractions. Now, is there other aspects to consider? Yes, but we'll get into that later on. But it makes sense why they have this good blend and this high attraction that we see with them. And we heard reports that they used to be together and they broke up years ago, and then they kind of came back together. Well, it makes sense. You got a high attraction for each other. There's something in that soul that has a high resonance. And I'm just pointing out aspects in both of their soul profiles, how they mix, what it generates. Okay, so it shows the pull. So they pulled each other's back into each other's lives. Interesting. Remember I mentioned gravitational force has a shaping in relationships. Okay, so when we look at this and I begin to profile out their gender energy positions, what's interesting, so when Nelly and Ashanti comes together, this is what defines or oversees their relationship. Their relationship is overseen by a feminine energy position, feminine energy, but it has a strong position in dominance and neutral. They score the same. So what is this saying? That Nelly and Ashanti's relationship has a strong sensual and sexual connection in how they relate and what it creates on them. You see this level of just exuberance. They just kind of there's a sensual and sexual overcast energetically that when they come together, that's what it creates. In combination, that defines them is you see a lot of, and what you see strong of, you see a strong soul conservator effect in the relationship. So even though there's an aspect to them where they like that traditional routine, also highly productive in business engagements, being very efficient, not being too overly in the public space per se. I mean, they're going to be in public space for the public figures, but they're not going to really go over the, you know, just go out of pocket with each other, what they really have. Their energy of the relationship keeps them in a certain, it keeps them locked in a certain dimension. And, but under it, it also brings, they have a strong sensual and sexual energy and infusion. So it brings that. So probably in both of them, it's, you know, they're highly stimulated. It don't mean that their relationship is just purely sexual and sensual, but it is showing the energy that's all assigned to that. So all the energy assigned in that soul conservator is going to show up and really help govern their relationship, which is a very, you know, in which that's the two. And then you see there's a strong position, you know, the position, the neutral position is highly influenced by the soul lover. So they have this, and that's interesting because they both are artists. Well, it makes sense. There's a creative blend. You see them kind of going about, you know, Sanji going back on tour a little bit here and there. There's an art, there's an artistic blend, artistic fuel behind the relationship that shows behind the sexual energy. There's also the piece where they both want their individuality. So they're not going to spend too much trying to clip their individuality. They're going to spend time trying to figure out how to organize around their individuality and create a collective. They have a collective representation, but also they have their own private representation, what they are to each other. So this is what they really show in their energetic makeup, in their energetic matrix. So I wanted to highlight that just to introduce, and we will revisit in the other episode and go more into Nelly and Ashanti's relationship energetics and just get some understanding and pull some things out. Not to go too deep on them, but just to pull some things out for us to identify and see what we see so we can understand, you know, just the range of what the living soul, numerology soul guiding system can do and help inside a relationship. So with all that said, I know I said a lot and I apologize for the minor disruption while we was, you know, on air in this podcast, but hopefully everything is, you know, will be edited correctly to the point where you can still consume this and get understanding, gain insight on this great day. I mean, this is really, it's nice outside and I'm really feeling good. So that's where we at. So we hit episode 5. We talked about relationships are energy. Relationships are energetic. And there's a math behind you. There's a math behind me. There's a numerology assigned to our relationships. And the more we understand that, I really believe the more fruitful and the more vibrant that our relationships can be, and we can change this narrative of all these drab content around relationships. We can speak to the vibrancy that the relationships that bring to us. Relationships should bring a vibrancy to us. It shouldn't take anything away from it. It should add to our essence and expand us. So with that in mind, stay easy. One love.